I'll tell you what's going on. We're reaping what we've been sowing. We haven't been sowing good seed.
That's right.
And the crop's not good. Mm-hmm. It was good seed sowed when you and I was in the school. And it made a difference. And sadly, the stuff that we took for granted was intentionally removed. And that's our predicament. The Bible said it's not going to get better. It's going to wax worse and worse under the end. My wife's car went belly up Monday, and she was going into therapy. She called me and she said, I'm broke down, and the police was behind her when I pulled up there. And man, school, there's people trying to get to school. He had to go out there and block the traffic just so we get on the right-hand lane. We took a chain, towed it to Houch's parking lot, and beat on the gas tank with a hammer, and it started. And I thought, just surely we could make it home. But we didn't make it home. And pulled up on the side of the road, and a lady I worked with, Danielle, she come by. Is everything all right? I said, no. I said, can you give my wife a ride home? Because I was going to try to figure out how to fix the car. And she gave my wife a ride home. I appreciate Danielle doing that. And then I walked from where the car was back to my truck, and drove my truck up there and worked on the car some more, got a fuel pump, put it in it. Thought I had it fixed, drove a little further, and then I towed it the rest of the way home. But we finally did fix it. But anyway, this week, I think it was Thursday or Friday, I took her to therapy. And then we got the car fixed, I think, Friday. But anyway, I took her to therapy. And out of the wild blue yonder, as I was coming out of therapy, and it wasn't like I seen nobody with one or nothing, but for some reason or another, the thought come to my mind about a hearing aid. And I called my pastor, Brother Rick. I said, Brother Rick, I said, did you know you use a hearing aid? He said, no, what do you mean? I said, how should they hear without a preacher? I said, you're a hearing aid. He said, I like it. But that is true. Preachers are God's hearing aids to help us to hear things that we won't hear nowhere else. It says, how shall they hear without a preacher? In Romans chapter 10, I think it's verse 14. But it says, how shall they hear without a preacher? And I wasn't sitting there thinking on that verse or nothing. But that came to my mind that preachers are God's hearing aid. And the Bible tells us that God chose the foolishness of preaching in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 18 says that verse 21 said God chose, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God chose the foolishness of preaching, there it is. Verse 20, He chose it that we might know through preaching things that we need to know that we won't know no other way or hear no other way. And anyway, that's kind of what I want to do today. We're in a mess, and our mess is our own doing. And I'm going to take my preaching text this morning if we open the Bibles to Proverbs chapter 14. And we're only going to read part of this verse. I won't read a lot of scripture this morning because I got a lot of things I want to cover. And I don't think I'll keep you too long, but if I do, don't hold it against me. But I thought that was kind of funny. I said, Brother Rick, you're a hearing aid. Hearing aid? How am I a hearing aid? How should I hear without a preacher? That was kind of funny to him and me too. But Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 9. We'll read the very first part of that verse and just stop right there. And I'm going to go to God in prayer. But verse number 9 of Proverbs chapter 14. The Bible makes a distinction here, and it says, fools make a mock at sin. And I want to stop a reading right there, and I want to preach today. Sin is no joking matter. And pray with me here. We got serious problems going on today, and it's a product of this one three-letter word. And Father, we thank You, Lord, for this beautiful day that You've given us, Lord, together in Your house. We thank You, Father, for this number that's here for the Word of God. Lord, we know the world, they're chasing after the things of the world. Lord, I pray, Lord, that it might be known that we love You. Lord, we love Your words. We know, Lord, You gave them for us. Lord, that we might be strengthened, encouraged, and be helped along the way. We're not home yet. I appreciate the songs we've sung about going to a city where the roses never fade. About streets of gold, walls of jasper, we're looking forward to finally getting home. But until we get home, Lord, we need that heavenly manna. Lord, to sustain us, to help us. Lord, we're strangers. Lord, we're pilgrims, sojourning. This is not our home no more. We're seeking, Lord, our citizenship's heaven. We're seeking our heavenly home. Help us, I pray. Even today, we pray. Lord, if we've committed to anything, Lord, that would hinder us, Lord, to do this work, I pray right now you forgive us of it, wash and cleanse us of it. Give us anointed power, clarity of thought, clarity of speech, and we'll give you all the praise and glory. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Word of God, of course it says things as only God can say them, but in here it makes a distinction that fools make a mock at sin. And sin's, it's not a joking matter. It was a sad day when we started laughing at sin, and I remember it. In my generation,
yeah,
I remember for some reason or other we started laughing at sin. And when we started laughing at sin, we got to thinking sin wasn't really all that bad. And make no mistake about it, sin's bad in any dosage. I mean, just the smallest dose of sin, if it's able to run its course, is lethal.
Right.
Right.
There's nothing funny about sin, nothing good about sin. I mean, you don't know what sin will do to you. I'll tell you what, buddy, sin will make shipwreck of your faith. Sin will devour you.
Amen.
It'll leave you wounded.
Yeah.
It'll leave you just robbed of all the things that God wants you to have.
Right.
And we ain't got no business. My daughter, my granddaughter, she'd been playing around with matches. She ain't got no business. I'm going to dress it. She's coming back down. I didn't realize I smelled something burning, and I noticed she is striking a match. At her age, I'm sitting there thinking, no big deal. But then I realized how many matches she'd been striking, and I've got them all saved up, and we will have a discussion when she comes back. She don't need to be doing that. But that's kind of the way we do with sin. We think, one won't hurt another.
Yeah,
well, sin's not like that.
Amen.
One will hurt something.
Right.
And even though there is pleasure in sin for a season, it's a short season. Hebrews 11:25 says. You know, people make a living today even making jokes about sin. And what's sad is that we are the ones that pay to hear the jokes.
Yeah.
Now, that's sad.
Amen.
They make a living making movies about sin. And sadly, we're the ones that pays to buy the ticket to watch the movie. Now, I'm just trying to tell you where we're at. I'm going somewhere. Take me just a minute here to get this laid down here, this foundation, this message. They make a living determining in our day and time what is or is not sin. Our Sunday school lesson this morning.
Right.
Me and Brother Ed, it ain't no problem just me and him being here. I kind of wish there was more here than just me and him, but... But the church has so far distanced itself from this Bible and from God that now they're ordaining gays and lesbians. They're now somehow saying it's not that bad. I can take this Bible and prove it is bad.
Yes.
And it won't take me long. But they don't want to know that. They shun what this Bible says. They do kind of like that bunch in Acts chapter 7 that Stephen delivered that blistering message. They stop their ears. They don't want to hear it.
That's right.
But they need to hear it.
Yeah.
And that's why that God calls men to preach. And that's why God tells men, lift up their voice like a trumpet, cry aloud, spare not, tell my people their sin. Sin is a serious thing. It's not a joking thing. And sin is no joking matter. And fools make a mock at sin.
You're right. Come on.
And people that make a living determine, I don't need Dr. Phil. I don't need no polls. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to hint a little bit about sin here. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:23. To him that knoweth to do good and to do it not, to him it is sin.
Amen.
James chapter 4 verse 17. Paul said he had not known sin, but by the law, Romans 7:7, by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. Those things that we took out of the school, those Ten Commandments, one of them said, thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
Now the product, the product of taking out the Ten Commandments out of our school caused children not to think twice about doing certain things.
You're
I had the same thoughts they did.
You're right.
But I thought twice about acting on them.
Right.
You see, it put a barrier, it put a length on how far I would go, and I thank God it kept me going too far.
Right.
Now, sin is a good deterrent, not sin, but the law is a good deterrent not to commit sin.
Yeah, that's right.
Paul talked about the law, by the law is the knowledge of sin. I lost my train of thought there just a second there. But now they don't think about it at all. They don't think they've been taught evolution too, which really that makes them think they have no value. They're just dogs. They're just animals.
Yeah.
But you know, God not only gave us a soul, but He gave us a body for that soul to dwell in. And then He went so far as He said He put His treasure in these earthen vessels.
Right.
And that treasure is Christ.
Right.
And that's what makes us whole.
Right.
But anyway, they took them Ten Commandments out. And now the crop's coming up.
Yep.
And now we see where we made a mistake.
Yep.
Where we made an error. We're taking that out. Now we've got a generation coming up. And you can see the aftermath. And sin is not no joking matter. Sin demands a payment. And the Bible said, Romans 6:23, that the wages of sin, it demands a payment. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
Let me say this also about sin. Sin wants in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, it does.
God told Cain, Genesis chapter 4, verse number 7, He said, sin lies at the door. It's like a snake. I hate a snake. And I found it in my house. I remember one time we moved out of this house, and I picked up his dresser, and I picked it up. There was a big snake coiled up underneath it. And I tried to get that thing, and it went under the threshold of the wall there. And I was glad it was moving out. You know what I mean? And I hate a snake. But they'll creep in. And you'll have one without you even knowing it. I mean, I have to say it, but I've been in a lot of people's houses and they didn't realize they had a snake in the house.
Right.
Well, sin's like that. It wants to creep in.
Yeah.
And if it gets in, but I'll tell you what, it'll cause problems. And, you know, I don't know. Don't give no place to sin. Sin is the most dangerous, destructive thing I can think of. I've seen people's lives that have been wrecked because of this three-letter word called sin. It wants in. It knocks on the door. It tries to invite itself in. We need to bolt the door and keep it from ever having entrance in our home, in our heart, because it demands a payment, and the payment is death. Sin, when it's finished, James said, it brings forth death. The math of sin, the equation is death. There's no such thing as a little sin.
That's right.
God had to drag Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 19. And as He drug him out, let me say this about Lot. He had a godly uncle. And that godly uncle interceded on his behalf about him and his family. Mm-hmm. And even though Abraham stopped at 10, because he thought surely to God there's 10 righteous souls in Sodom, there weren't 10. God didn't stop. Lot did. That just shows you what sin will do. There weren't even 10, Phyllis. There weren't even 10 righteous souls in Sodom. That's sad. That shows you what sin can do. The epidemic of sin caused Lot to lose everything he had. Brother Mitchell, he had to be drugged out by the hand. Angels drove him out. And on the way out, he pointed to a little city, Sister Joanne, and he said, look, is that not a little one? The appetite for sin was still there. And he pointed to this little city called Zoar, and the name Zoar means smallest.
Amen. That's right.
Now, Sister Carolyn, he went to that city. I didn't realize it until this morning. And when the fire and the brimstone fell, he left the little city and moved to a cave. But I want you to know sin had an effect on Lot. He should have stayed with his uncle Abraham.
That's right.
Sin separated. You'll lose because of sin.
Amen.
He'll rob. He'll steal.
Yeah.
Right. Man, I'll tell you what, you won't really see it till it's done.
That's done.
But it'll leave a mark. It'll leave a scar on your sin.
Yes,
boy, they write songs about it, and some of them sell. But I'll tell you what, buddy. Sin's not no laughing matter.
That's right.
I saw these stars rise up, Brother Ed, and become famous.
Yeah.
And I saw that bitter end. I hear it with a microphone saying, I wish I'd never done. I wish I'd never seen a bottle. I wish I'd never smoked dope. I wish I'd never took a pill.
Yeah.
I wish I'd never shot myself up with heroin or whatever. I never had a drug life. I don't really know all about it. I did have a drink in life. I'll comment on that here in a minute. And I'll tell you what, buddy, the Bible talks about drinking. It says at the end, it biteth like a serpent.
Yeah,
I've been bit by a snake. I remember one time I picked up a garden snake, and I thought, well, it won't hurt me. I stuck my finger out there, and it bit my finger real good. It had about 10 holes in that bit, and it's all 10, I believe. I stung that thing and looked at my finger thinking, what was I thinking? But, you know, at the end, it biteth like a serpent, and it stingeth like an adder.
Yeah.
At the end, my friend, there's a payment at the end. I'm telling you, it's not worth it, amen.
That's right.
Oh, my. No little sin. That city's name was Zoar. And Zoar stands for smallest. Smallness. Samson, as strong as he was, the great champion that he was no match for sin. Judges chapter 16. Boy, sin played old Samson. He thought he could handle it. I guess a lot of men, Brother Ed, have thought. You know what, I'm a man myself, and we all, Brother Mitch, we all think I can handle it.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Boy, that's what sin wants us to think.
Yeah.
Samson thought he could handle it.
Yes, he did.
One of the saddest things he said, I'll go out as at other times. And he didn't go out as at other times.
No, that's right.
Sin laid claim.
Yes, it
did. He got a haircut in the devil's barber shop.
That's right.
Amen.
He found himself like other men.
Yeah, that's good.
He ended up getting blinded and bound, and then he ground meal in the Philistine mill.
Yeah.
He's down there grinding meal, and they're laughing at him, making fun of him. That's what sin will do to you. That's what sin will do to me. I'm telling you, Samson, as strong as he was subdued by the cause of sin.
Amen.
Sin played him for the fool. He ended up dying like a fool.
Yes.
Oh my. My first drink, I still remember it. At the pleading of my peers, my friends, just one drink. It won't hurt you. Just one drink.
That's right.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life.
Hey,
at the time, I didn't know it was stupid.
That's right.
Maria, finally, I thought, okay, I'll take one drink.
Right.
Now, here's the way sin works. Mm-hmm. I took one drink, and I thought, I ain't nothing to that. Give me another. And sin said, I got him.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
And one led to another.
Yeah.
Sister Phyllis. And then I was showing them I could outdrink them all.
Right.
Oh, what a fool. Sin will make you. It'll make a fool of you.
That's right.
Oh, Jerry?
Yeah.
It will. It'll make you a fool. Play you like a guitar. It sure will.
Amen.
And there's been a many men been bent, been broken, been bound by sin.
That's right.
Because they thought they could handle it, brother.
Right.
They thought I could handle it. That's the way sin plays you. I can handle it. I'm different. Now, my son, he gets in that list a little bit. He says, that's you, not me. I said, son, you're no different than me.
That's right.
And the Bible talks about Elijah, the great man that he was, that prayed and didn't rain for 3.5 years, and then he prayed and did rain. So he was a man of like passion. He had no S underneath his shirt. He just
ran. That's right.
Sharon, he really couldn't boast of anything. He said God had hearkened to his prayer.
That's right.
And God had withheld the rain. But oh my, there's been so many men like Samson that think, I can handle it. Give me one of them. I'll show you. I can do it.
Yeah.
Oh man, Sam said, got another notch. Let me say, I end up being an alcoholic. And it all started with one drink.
Yeah.
At the pleading of my peers, it was just to shut them up. I said, okay, give me a drink. Now, I want to read this scripture. I said I wasn't going to read much scripture, but I am going to read this because I can testify how true this scripture is. I'm reading out of Proverbs chapter 23. Who hath woe, verse 29, who hath sorrow, who hath contentions, who hath babblings, who hath wounds without cause, who hath redness of eyes. That describes a drunk right there.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he blames everybody but himself. And he's got, you know, it's just, I'm just born to lose. Rick said, well, you can be born again to win. But, you know, we just want to somehow make an excuse, somehow make an exception. But who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contention? That means fighting. Who has badness? That means you can't understand what they're saying. I mean, you ever heard a drunk talk?
Yeah.
Who has wounds without cause? I mean, he's his biggest enemy. He knocked hole in the walls. Man, he wrecked the car. Who has redness of eyes? And you know, he looks like a drunk. He smells like a drunk. He talks like a drunk. And he is a drunk. Verse 30 says, here's who has it. They that tarry long at the wine. They that go to sick mixed drink or mixed wine. You know, we made a terrible mistake. We made Barron County wet. That's a big mistake.
Yes,
I'll just tell you right now, that made opportunity for a lot of loss of life, a lot of hurt, a lot of problems. And, you know, I know it was all about money. Don't the Bible say for the love of money is root of all evil? Amen. The love of money?
That's right.
I'm telling you, buddy, we'd be better off be broke and have this kind of curse upon our, upon our county. But anyway, they voted it in. And, you know, it's not going to be a good thing. There's going to be a lot of people have tear-filled funerals on at the graveyard. And Brother Mitchell, they're going to say, I wish we never voted that in, is what they're going to say.
Right.
They're going to bury their children one by one.
Yep.
And they're not going to miss it. It's a mistake.
That's right.
I remember when they passed the DUI laws. The very one that passed the DUI law was the first one to get caught for DUI. State trooper pulled her over.
Amen.
That's kind of ironic. The very first one to get caught for DUI. She said, I didn't know it pertained to me. Well, you know it does.
That's right.
That's the way sin is. It ain't got no respect upon it.
That's right.
But it says, they that go to seek mixed wine. It says, look not thou upon the wine when it's red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself all right, at the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women. A fool acts like a fool. But ain't nothing worse than a drunk fool. They'll do and say things, and they'll use that for an excuse. I was drunk.
Yeah,
I couldn't help myself.
Yeah,
you know, I made a covenant with a young girl 43 years ago that I'd forsake all for her.
Yeah,
and we're still married. It may not be a perfect marriage, but I'll tell you what, we've continued on this day, forgiving each other and loving each other, and trying to put up with each other and live together. But we had alcohol in our home, and I'm the one that's alcoholic. It didn't need to be there. And I'll just tell you, buddy, it'll mess with you. Thou shalt behold strange women. I was faithful to my wife, but I'll tell you what, buddy, a drunk, there were some borderline issues there. I got propositioned several times, and I understood that, you know, not only did I didn't need to do that, but I understood why I was in this predicament. It's because of alcohol.
Yeah.
Thine heart shall utter perverse things. You'll say things that you'll use being drunk for the excuse for saying, I was just drunk, I didn't mean it.
Right.
You'll say things that you'll wish you had never said. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea. I mean, you hold on to the room, it's spinning around. I can remember holding on to the wall, but I mean, the whole room was going like this right here. And or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. I mean, your head's spinning, you're sick at your stomach. And then verse 35, you'll say, they've stricken me. Thou shalt say, and I was not sick. They've beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. That's one thing about drinking. You just can't quit. I thank the Lord. He delivered me from that bondage.
Yeah.
I quit with one in my hand. But let me tell you, sin starts out with one little sip. Sin starts out one little lie. Sin starts out with one little affair. Sin starts out with one little drug. Sin starts out with one little theft. Sin starts out with one little look. I'll tell you right now, there ain't nothing little, ain't nothing good about sin. Sin can enter the eye gate.
That's right.
The psalmist said in Psalms 101 verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes.
Right.
When we set right. something wicked before our eyes, we're allowing it to come in.
Yeah, that's right.
When it comes in, you know,
destroy you.
It makes an image in your mind.
Yes, it does.
And it stays there.
Right.
And as much as you try to erase it, try to forget it, mm-hmm. try to get rid of it, just keeps. You ever see them pop-ups? I'm on the computer a lot, slinging mud and trying to get the Word of God out to places that need it, don't want it, but they need it. And these pop-ups come up on that computer. You can't keep them off. I'll try pop-up blockers and everything else. That's the way sin is. It'll just
right.
pop up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's why you don't need to let it in through the eye gate.
Right. Amen.
It won't send through the eye gate. It won't send through the ear gate. The Bible says, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes you to err from the words of knowledge. That's in Proverbs. I'll look these verses up because I know them, but I want you to know them. Proverbs 19:27. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes you to err from the words of knowledge. If you're not careful, buddy, you'll let something come in that ear.
That's right.
And when it comes in that ear, brother, it sets up home.
Yes, it does.
Sets up house. Next thing you know, you'll be like Peter.
That's
you'll
right.
be cursing.
Right.
He was warming himself by the devil's fire, and he denied the Lord three times, and on the third denial, he cursed, and I know not what man. That's the way sin will do you. It'll make,
right.
it'll make you do things that you would be unthinkable things unless you allowed sin to have a place through your eye,
uh-huh.
through your ear, to come in, because listen, once it gets in, it lies at the door.
That's right.
It wants in, Ed.
Yes,
right.
it does.
It wants in
right.
your house.
Yeah.
It wants
exactly.
in my house.
Amen.
Sharon wants in your house.
That's
Phyllis
right.
wants in yours. Brother Mitchell wants
That's
in
right.
yours.
Amen.
It wants in all of our house.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
I'll tell you right now, we're no match for sin.
Nope. That's right.
I'll hit a positive note on sin in a minute, believe it or not. I don't know how you have a positive note on it, but I'm going to end with a positive note on sin. With sin, it wants in.
Yeah,
right.
It does. You're right.
Jerry's sin gets in, buddy. It'll make a fool out of it.
That's yeah, right.
Somebody say this about Jerry. They say, boy, he's a good man until sin got in and ruined him.
Yeah.
Boy, takes years to build a testimony.
Yes, that's right.
I want to have testimony. The Bible
yes.
said, any
that's
testimony.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Said,
that's
right.
Please God. Said, boy, he left out. He had his testimony. Please, I like to have a testimony that please God.
That's
somebody
right.
going to put something on him, tune. I don't want to put on there any way he died as a fool. I want to say any way he lived for God all the days of his life since he got saved. I want to leave behind a testimony.
Right.
Bible talks about in the book of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, talks about the little foxes spoil the vines. You know, Jesus said boldly, which of you convinces me of sin? John 8:46. I can't say that. And you can't neither.
No.
Because I'm telling you, we're just not able to handle sin.
That's right. That's
we're exactly victims right. and pray that sin looks for an advantage in our life.
Right.
That's right.
But oh my, Jesus could boldly say, which of you convincing me of sin? Because he was without sin. And they had to shut their mouth.
That's right.
Sin couldn't handle him. But praise God, he could handle sin. And he conquered sin single-handedly. We sung that song, Victory in Jesus.
That's
Brother
right.
Jerry,
Amen.
That's where our victory is.
Amen.
Exactly.
It's in Him.
Amen.
And oh me, what I couldn't do, He could.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
And even though I was a prisoner to sin and a prey to sin, praise God, He set me free. Bible said, whom the Son sets free.
That's right.
Sister Joanne. They're free indeed.
Yeah.
And I got pardoned.
That's right.
I got abundantly pardoned.
Yeah, boy.
I mean, you look on my record now, it's just white paper.
Yeah, so, right.
The one that accused us before God night and day, he says, that ain't waiting. I said, what about it? He said, where'd it go?
Yeah.
Right. All that accusation, where'd it go? He said, son of blood.
Come on, man.
He took all of the things written against us. He nailed it to the cross. He took it out of the way. There's how far he put away, fellas. As far as the east is from the west.
Amen. Amen.
Never done it no more against us. That's as far away as you can put it, man.
Right.
If you're going east, you'll never find west. If you're going west, you'll never find east.
That's
as far away as you can put it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, praise God. He conquered and gave us victory over sin.
Yes,
now the world, they underestimate this little three-letter word. They're like Samson. They think they can float around with sin, Brother Ed. They think they can somehow come out unscathed.
Yeah.
But they'll find out they'll be consumed,
that's right,
devoured, and destroyed.
Amen.
By that's the right little three-letter word.
Yes.
Boy, it one thing to do with sin, that's run to
that's
Jesus.
Right.
And then if you don't even think you have, just say, Lord.
Right.
You know, one time, Brother Mitchell, I was praying. And I said this without even really thinking about what I was saying. I said, Lord, forgive me for the times that I've been less than your expectations of me. And when I said those words, I don't know where they came from. It tore my heart. I just wept right there. I couldn't get another word out forever. Because it made me realize just how much God loved me and how much I needed God.
Yeah, amen.
When I said, Lord, forgive me the times I've been less than your expectations, He let me know how much I wanted to be what He wanted me to be. And how much I needed His help to be that. I don't know how to explain the emotions that went through my mind when those words came out of my mouth. But I'll tell you what, buddy, I spent a long time weeping before I ever spoke another word again. Fools make a mock at sin.
Right.
Don't end up being a fool. Listen, be serious about sin. I know people don't want to be told their sin. I know they don't want you put your finger upon their sin. But they'll not know sin. But by the law. What do we take out of school? The law.
That's right.
The product's coming up. The crop is school kids being killed.
You're right.
You know why they're doing it, Brother Mitchell? Because they ain't got what we had.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right.
We took it for granted.
Yes, we did.
You know, in the kindergarten age, I remember being taught, thou shalt not kill.
Right.
Thou shalt not steal. Honor your mother and your father. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not bear false witness. I remember those.
That's right. Yeah.
I still remember them.
Yeah.
Verse 4:4, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
Right.
Thou shalt not make unto thee a graven image. Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. Those 10 commandments say everything that we need to know concerning this little three-letter word, sin.
Yeah.
The Bible said if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all 10.
That's right.
I'm telling you, we couldn't keep them, but Jesus could. And He come down here and conquered that law and gave us life through Him. By the grace of God, we don't have to measure up those 10 commandments. They're still our schoolmaster to show us what not to do.
Right.
We don't know the difference between right and wrong without those 10 commandments. But even though I can't keep the Ten Commandments, I have His forgiveness and His righteousness imputed to me. That's how I'm going to heaven. But oh my, we don't need to be laughing about sin. People shouldn't be making a living, making jokes and movies and talk shows about sin. Man, oh man, I'm telling you, boy, we've come a long way down the wrong road. Righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn.
Yeah.
I know this is going to be on the internet. I'm not trying to be politically correct here. But Brother Ed shared something when I got here this morning about a cartoon that he saw. And he said he saw Jesus with two suitcases. And he was headed back to the White House. And he said, Obama threw me out and Trump welcomed me back in. And I say, amen. Even so, let it be, Lord Jesus. I mean, buddy, when God is in the White House, we'll have peace. in our day. And when he's out of the White House, I'm telling you, nations that forget God, Psalms 9:17, shall be turned into hell. Psalm 7:11 says God is angry with the wicked every day. Amen. This three-letter word cannot be left unattended. There's only one thing to do with sin. To do with sin, Phyllis, and that's just get it out of the blood.
That's right.
The blood is a perfect cure for sin. The Bible said that He washed us and cleansed us from our sins with His own blood. The blood of His Son, Jesus, Sister Rita, cleanses us all sin.
That's right.
I can't have any. Just a small amount is terminal. It's worse than cancer.
That's right, it is.
You might live through cancer. You won't live through sin.
That's right.
Sin, when it's finished, brings forth death.
That's right.
Father, we thank You for the message this morning. I thank You, Lord, that You gave it to me out at work one night. And Lord, I realize how serious a message it is. May You help us to be doers, not hearers only. May You help us to shun this little three-letter word. Help us, I pray, to honor You with our substance, bring glory, bring others to You. And Lord, we'll thank You and praise You, and give You all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Again, Brother Jerry, if you would please, Sister Sharon, you may not need to do anything. That's all right. But if you do need to, we'll give you opportunity. You might walk up here and say, Lord, forgive me. You might walk up here and say, Lord, thank You. I don't know how the Word of God went to you. I'm just a messenger boy. I deliver the message. That's all I can do. Barely can do that.